This week marks the first anniversary of one of the longest-running disputes in the history of the rail industry. Conductors, who used to be known as guards, at Arriva Trains Northern have been in dispute with the company over pay for the past year. So far, it's resulted in 25 days of strike action.
From an almost negligible service on the strike days in the beginning, the company now claims to be serving 75% of its routes. However, not all of these are trains. Some are replacement buses, and on the lines which are operating, the trains usually finish in the early evening. We asked Tony Miles from Modern Railways magazine to take a close look at what the train operator had lost and gained on strike days.
For every day that there's a strike, Arriva Trains Northern is paying out for leasing every train that it's got in its fleet, even the ones that don't operate. Back in 1998, we know that it cost around £250,000 a year to lease a two-car train that's used on the Trans-Pennine Express route. That breaks down to about £750 a day.
And it's not only the trains that have to be paid for.
Arriva Trains Northern pay a flat rate to Network Rail for permission to run on the tracks, the track access charge. The latest figures we have for 2001 are that they paid around £100 million a year for that. So that works out at about £274,000 a day, and if they ran just half of the services, they'd still be paying £135,000 a day for trains that aren't running on the network.
But it's not all bleak. There are some savings to be had. For instance, about £80 a day on diesel for each train sat in the sidings. And then there are some staff costs to be saved.
They're saving on not having to pay the guards who are on strike, obviously, so that they might save £30,000 to £40,000 a day on pay. But they're still having to pay for the drivers that turn up for work, the station staff, the cleaners, the maintenance engineers, everybody else who turns up for work, their pay has to be there.